Leon County could see future tax hikes and the phase-out of the Downtown Community Redevelopment Agency if a proposed homestead tax exemption is approved. County commissioners are bracing for the constitutional amendment advanced by state lawmakers. I'm Kate Payne. The Board of County Commissioners decided Tuesday to increase local millage rates and phase out funding for downtown redevelopment. The vote comes as the elected officials brace for a statewide referendum that, if approved, would cut local government's tax bases. Commissioner Nick Maddox wants voters' feedback on how the county should prepare.
As we go throughout the year, having those conversations with our citizens to see how they feel about it, I think that should definitely be part of the conversation. How would they feel about us?
If Florida voters approve the increased tax exemption in 2018, it could mean $208 in yearly savings for local homeowners. But it would cost the county $7.2 million per year. Local officials are starting to prepare now for what could be the largest funding cut since 2008. And Commissioner Brian DeLoge says not everyone will benefit.
But I think it's worth noting that all the savings, the homeowner savings, come on the backs of everybody who's not a homestead exemption property. So all the commercial property owners and, in effect, all the renters and everybody else in the community that's not homesteaded is the ones. If this money doesn't come out of the air.
City and county officials across Florida are calling the proposed exemption a tax shift, not a tax cut. DeLoge says state lawmakers acted irresponsibly in bringing the plan forward.
And I think, unfortunately, what happens is the majority of the people in elected office say, well, we're going to give you ice cream for every meal because it's great. And then by the time you're 400 pounds and diabetic, I'm 3 years out down the road and I'm gone.
And he says city and county governments will get stuck with a check. Now the board is weighing public resistance to tax hikes with the needs of the community. Commissioner Kristen Dozier says maintaining the county's human services is worth raising the millage rates.
That's the safety net. If we eliminate that, it will prevent people from being able to gain more financial security for themselves, maybe have more education opportunities, have more property, spend more in the community, grow our economy in the future.
The millage rate increase would amount to $60 more a year for a home valued at $150,000. But that hike and the plan to phase out county involvement in the downtown CRA is flexible. Commissioners are looking for feedback. They want the public to help guide when to raise taxes and where to cut services. If voters approve the increased homestead tax exemption, it would go into effect in January 2019. For WFSU News, I'm Kate Payne.